So the question is that I said the world is for purification, not gratification. But we see more opportunities for gratification than for purification. Why is that? That's how it is in any multiple choice paper. Five options, four are wrong, only one is right. So in the student, we are left only to probability, to make the choices. Then it would seem very unfair. The student arbitrarily going to check any option, then the probability of the student choosing the right option will be 20%, and the student will get only 20% marks. So before a multiple choice exam, the teacher provides education. And when the student learns based on that education, then although there are more wrong choices, the student can make the right choice. Similarly, yes, there are many wrong choices in this world, but Krishna gives us education through scripture and through conscience so that we can make right choices. And even when you say wrong choices, there are also grades within that. There is goodness, passion and ignorance. And not all choices are equally wrong. Although from the spiritual point of view, if anything is not connected to Krishna, there is wrong. But even within that, there are grades of rightness or wrongness. And further, also, the larger number of wrong choices, you say, is because we have larger number of material desires. So it's Krishna is arranging the world in reciprocation with our desires. So because we have desires for sense gratification, so Krishna is arranging that there are so many sense objects through which we can gratify our senses. But at the same time, the more we become purified, the more we make right choices, making right choices also becomes a habit. And then gradually, we start seeing the wrong choices, not as wrong choices per se. We start seeing wrong choices also as pointers towards the right choice. What does that mean? That means initially, if we look at sense objects, we will say, hey, this is Maya, I should stay away from it. But the Bhagavad Gita also offers a more evolved conception. In 8.41, Krishna says that, yadyat vibhuti mat sattvam srimad urjitam eva ratta deva vagachattvam amateja omcha sambhava. So all beautiful, opulent, glorious things in this world, they reflect a spark of Krishna's flame. So if we see something very beautiful in this world, if a sense object seems irresistibly attractive, rather than just simply rejecting it as Maya, we can also think that, you know, if this, which reflects only a spark of Krishna's splendor, is so attractive, then how attractive is Krishna? Therefore, let me devote myself to Krishna. So in this way, yes, Krishna gives us more options. There are multiple options for sense gratification because that's what we desire. But once we start desiring to purify ourselves, once we start desiring to move towards Krishna, then even the material objects, which were earlier seen as wrong options, you know, we start seeing them also as reminders of Krishna. And then even through them, not necessarily by enjoying them, but even by connecting them with Krishna, even that can help us move towards Krishna.